Blog Talk Radio.
I just gotta believe there is goodness around the corner. Something better is in store for me. I will see. There's a reason for all these tears. There's an answer to these prayers. I just gotta believe. If all the world is gone like I do, I'll be stronger than I thought I could. There's rainbows behind the clouds.
Sometimes you got to just tell God these words.
Brother Travis, I'd like to say something this Sunday. Just give him a hand.
If I can have your attention, don't mean to waste your time. I like to tell a little children how I always lost the good in time. If I wait, then I'm ready to go. And something starts to change, I ain't proud of. I'm proud of the fact that I'm not who I was. Now I can't
be
Thank you.
Behold, all things have become new. So we're part of a new creation. Therefore, it's necessary that we have a new love. That's what we talked about yesterday. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. See, the old one was cool for those that lived during that time, and they couldn't keep it. That's why God sent Jesus, so we could get eternally ready. The way we were. Well, matter of fact, when you think about the Old Testament and the teaching that was about love, wasn't a whole lot. It was about more keeping the law. But there's a whole lot of scriptures in the New Testament about love. And so we want to continue on with that understanding that we are living by God's principles, or principles to live by. And the first one is the Word of God, brothers and sisters. Then we talked about love. Today, in, what is that, 1 John 4, 1 John 4 and 10, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and he sent his Son to be the propitiation, for our sins. Listen, brothers and sisters, Jesus became that sacrifice. He became that ultimate sacrifice for our sins. And for that reason, not so much you love him, but that he loved us first. And yes, he tells us to love him, but he demonstrated his love, the Bible says. How I know that? In Romans 5, 8 through 10. For God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Listen, brothers and sisters, we're going to be saved by his life. See, what the law could not do. Let me back up a minute, because I got too many people thinking, well, you know, you can't keep the law. Forget it. We'll do that on another day. But forget it, brothers and sisters. You can't keep the law. You're barely operating on this truth and grace, and grace and truth. Let's be clear, because I don't want anybody to ignore the Creator wise guideline. I don't want you to ignore that. The Bible says when you have eaten and full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Then he said, beware you. Do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandment, his judgment, and his statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and fallen and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, your heart is lifted up and you're forgetting the Lord your God. Then say in your heart, my power, my might, my hands have gained me this wealth. Ooh, see, that's where the world is at today. If you, by any means, forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish as the nation which the Lord destroyed before you. So you shall perish, because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 8:10-29. I want you to read that to get a chance. Deuteronomy 8:10-29. Don't forget, people, all of that stuff was done for an example. Yeah, that was an example. How I know that? The Bible said, moreover, brother, I do not warn you to be unaware that our fathers ate the same spiritual food, drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were saddled in the wilderness. Now, these things because became our example, to the intent that we should not lust after the things as also lust. Do not become idolaters, as were some of them. Listen, brothers, this is a spiritual thing. I want you to hear this. Spiritual adultery is worse than natural adultery or physical adultery. Yeah. One of these days we'll get into talking about spiritual adultery. It's just simply you're serving another God. You're going after the wrong God. God ain't never liked it then, and he don't like it today. Know who God is. Come to know him. Even though they lusted after sexual immorality. Listen, brothers and sisters. If they did it physically, God wasn't pleased. And how you going to do it spiritually and God ain't pleased? God ain't pleased with it. So you're not going to have your eternal life. And I know that come a blow to some of you guys because you think, oh, God just accept everything. I'm getting a cup of coffee on this one. Not a whole cup, just this. I want you to know God ain't pleased with that. These things happened, the Bible says, for our example. And they were written for our admiration, you could say. It was written for us. And upon all the ends of the age have come, therefore, so he says over there, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able to, but with that temptation will also make the way of escape that ye be able to bear it. That's over there in 1 Corinthians 10 and 1. But listen, brothers and sisters, don't be ignorant to the fact that God, yeah, he got your back. I know you say that. God don't have no sin. So stop lying to yourself, okay? God don't do sin. Now, if you think he does, you better check Satan's record. Them boys kicked him out for that very reason. But God wants us to love. He demonstrated his love toward us while we were yet enemies. What made us enemies? That we were not operating in righteousness. So God reconciled us through his son, not through death, to show us how much he loved us. And then he tells us to show him how much we love him. How do you do that? By keeping his word. By keeping his word. The psalmist declared, my flesh and my heart fall or fail, but God is the strength of my heart, my spirit, and my portion forever. Let God be your portion. Let the love, the God kind of love. This is a forever thing. This is an everlasting love that God has bestowed upon us. That's what time he have bestowed on us. But the Bible says, humble yourself under the mighty hands of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Then he says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Nothing that the same suffering experienced by your brethren that are in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Listen, brothers and sisters, that's over in 1 Peter 5 and 6 through 11. His love is in us. You've been born again. The Bible declares and decrees that his love is in you. That's if you've been born again. Because, see, your desires have changed. If you still want to do worldly stuff, you still want to be part of a worldly church, your desires haven't changed. You still lusting after other gods. I know you don't see it like that. I get that. You ain't supposed to see it like that. Because Satan tricked us. That's what we got to come to know. He's a tricker, man. I tell you, when the Bible says that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, you got to know how sneaky Satan is, man. He gives us these, just like some great salesman. They tell you, boy, it's going, this sweeper going to do this, it's going to do that, it's going to talk to you. By the time he gets to telling you all the things it's going to do, and before you know it, it's going to slip a thing in there, like, he's going to talk to you. And if you're not careful, you believe that garbage. And you'll purchase the sweet before you know. That's the same way Satan operates. That's why Peter lets you know he's your adversary. So he says, resist him. Steadfast in the faith. Resist him. That's what the enemy don't want to do. I mean, that's what the people in the world can't do. They can't resist it. They can't be steadfast in the faith. Simply meaning be steadfast in the word of God. Like I said, his love is in us. In Romans 5, 5 through 8, now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Now let me go back and make sure everybody gets this. Because, here's why hope is not going to disappoint you. Because the love of God, not any kind of love, but God's kind of love, has been poured out in our spirit by the Holy Spirit. See, the Spirit is the only one can pour the Holy. The Holy Spirit is the only Spirit that can pour God's kind of love in you. God said, I've given you that Spirit. So you can love. But when we were still without strength in due time, remember Christ died for the ungodly, which was us. Scarcely, the Bible says, for a righteous man will one die. Yet, perhaps, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God demonstrated his own love toward us, and that while we were yet still sinners, Christ died for us. Listen, brothers and sisters, I just think that's a beautiful thing to know that God's love is in us. I want so bad to everybody get the fact that it's a new love. It's a new commandment. This is Christ's commandment. It ain't mine. John 15, 12 through 16. Jesus said this. This is my commandment, that you love one another. as I have loved you. Do it with the same kind of love. And greater love has no man than this. This is the greatest kind of love. It's when you lay down your life for your friend. Jesus said, you're my friend. That's if you do whatever I commanded you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruits of righteousness, fruits of love, fruits of kindness. So Paul said in Ephesians 3, that you've been rooted and grounded in love. See, because you've been rooted and grounded in love, you're able to bear love. You're able to produce love. Why? That you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the wide, the length, the depth, and the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. Ooh, I just love that. Knowledge can't keep up with this love. You can't learn enough. You can't get enough books. You can't go to enough seminary. I was just thinking, just a little joke. But you can't go to enough seminary. You can't go to enough university. God has to put this love in you. It ain't the same time your grandmama had. It ain't the time auntie had. God said that he's giving you his kind that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, to him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask for things according to the power that worketh in us, to him be the glory. So you ask yourself, what kind of power working in you? Is the word of God working in you? What's going on with you? See, you're going to have to answer that question. Yes, sir. You're going to have to say, how much word working in me? But, you know, I'm never surprised, brothers and sisters. There's people that will actually put the word of God, I mean, their family and husbands, wives, and wives and husbands above God's word. Which really, when you think about it, it's not a big thing. That kind of love. Remember Matthew 5:43? What? I probably won't read it all, but he said, we've heard that in that been said that thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. See, that's what the talk was. That's what they did in the Old Testament. He said, but I say unto you, love your enemy. Wow, it's just the opposite. Bless them that curses you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. Somebody got some praying to do. Somebody got some blessings to do. He said that. I didn't say this. But he says, I say unto you, take it personal. I say unto you, love your enemy. That's an enemy? Love. Bless them that curse you. You got some work to do. You got to bless them folks that curse you. And then do good to them that hate you. Come on, man. I know somebody out there don't like you, ain't carrying on like you think they should. You know, then well, they're your enemy. You say, okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray for them that despitefully use you. And if anybody out here that don't have anybody that haven't despitefully used them, either you don't understand what I'm saying, or you're missing it all together. Then Jesus said in that 46th verse, but if we love them which love you, what reward have you? Not even the perfect can do that. See, the world do that. That's not a big deal. The world can love people who loved yesterday. Why not give somebody something that can't give? Can't give back to you. How about doing that? Huh? How about doing that? How about praying for them that persecute you? And you know they ain't going to. See, there come a point in time that you can't act like the public. Can't do it. Can't do it. Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you. The reason he gave this new commandment, I'm going to tell you this, and we're going to be familiar this chapter there, because you are a new creation. You need a new commandment. You don't need that same old commandment. You need the new one. Light have come. And men hate love. They hate the light. They would, because their deeds are evil. And for that reason alone, they don't want to love like God say to love. I still can't get over Leviticus 19 and 34, and I'm going to let y'all go. I should look that up. But listen, brothers and sisters, God put people across your strength, across your path. He wants you to love them, not any kind of way, but love them the way you love yourself. Now, that's something that you own right there, if you're sincere about the word of God. But we'll pick it up tomorrow. So happy, like I said, to have each and every one of you all. Anyone have anything to say, just press one. Press one. Hallelujah. If not, you can hold it till tomorrow or Thursday when we do the review on Sunday, or when we have a thankful Thursday, that will be an opportunity. Okay. Meanwhile, stay blessed and listen to you all on tomorrow.